Let's show some love to one of my site sponsors, Bloom.
This feels charged, heavy. Like we're about to open up something that can never be put away again.
Create a free account at bloomstories.com, and if you'd like a premium subscription to unlock everything, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to get up to 50% off.
There's no one around for miles here. We could do anything we want out here.
This is an audio recording of the blog post, A Hot Threesome Story That I'm a Little Bit Ashamed Of, by Girl on the Net. It was one of those sleepover pile-ons. Everyone grabbing blankets, squabbling over sofa cushions, and squeezing four abreast on a futon designed for two. These were my favourite nights, and I miss them now that we're all grown up. Old enough to pay for taxis if we miss the last bus home. I think it was New Year's Eve. I can't imagine we'd all have been together if it were any other night. Probably sometime between the end of the first term of uni and the beginning of the next one. During that delicious month where I was single, horny, and surrounded by lots of other people who were too. We were just winding down for the evening. The booze had all disappeared a long, long time ago, and just in case Doritos and coffee hadn't sobered us up, then the brief skinny dip we tried to take in the sea certainly worked its magic. Most of us were tired, and any flirting, touching, whispering, nicking each other's blankets or accidentally squashing our feet together, all of that was being done with a kind of half-hearted laziness. A formality, really, because at sleepovers, touching and flirting was just what you're supposed to do. I lay squashed between Kate and Andy. She was in a gorgeous smoke whiskey perfume smelling t-shirt and knickers. He was in boxers and socks. We'd fucked before a while ago. Old friends are always an easier option than brand new strangers. Besides, Andy made me shiver with arousal. I didn't fancy him as such, at least not in the way I'd have meant it when I was 19. Fancying someone implied you wanted to be with them, to date as well as to fuck. But I just wanted him. Brief encounters with him before had given me a taste for his thick cock, and the nervous, nerdy way he'd shy away from compliments about it was kind of cute. He was a hot guy, classically beautiful in a way that would have placed him firmly in the cool kids set if he'd been at my school. But he had a delicious eagerness for sex, and this surprised look in his eyes that said, "Me? You want me?" And it made me ache to prove that I really, really did. He shifted a bit under the blanket, signalling that he was still awake, and I responded with a tentative touch on his thigh. Immediately, he took my hand and put it firmly on his dick. Straight and thick and so satisfying to squeeze hard and quickly in the dark. He gulped, and the guy next to him moved ever so slightly away. I turned to face him, and in one swift motion he slipped his arm under my waist and pulled me over on top of him. I felt the pulse of his cock pressing into me, and I ground my cunt down onto him. He moaned softly and squeezed my waist. Fucking slowly can be really fun. Covered with the blanket, trying not to wake those who weren't awake already, I slid down onto him. The slick, wet sound of him entering me seemed far more audible in the dark. And then we fucked. Easing myself slowly up and down, feeling the tension in his arms as he gripped tightly to me, I almost forgot that there were other people in the room. In fact, I almost forgot that Kate was there too, until she rolled over, bit Andy's neck, and started kissing him. They looked so beautiful. That just seemed like the natural thing initially. Her kissing him and me fucking, steadily increasing the pace as their shuffling and moving started making more noise. I worried less about disturbing people because she was joining in now. I wondered if anyone else would join in too. As it drew on though, 1 minute, 2 minutes, speed up 3 minutes, grind, fuck, fuck, grind, I felt weirdly detached. Andy's hands, previously cemented firmly around me, were now exploring Kate, pulling up her delicious smelling t-shirt to grope and grab and pinch. She made soft noises in the back of her throat, and I ground down harder onto him. And I felt... yeah, okay, I felt jealous. Which I shouldn't have. I was stretched and full and so horny, the wetness from our fuck soaking through my hastily pulled aside panties. But still I felt jealous. When Andy got more, I felt like I was worth less. I leaned forward and pushed my face into the other side of his neck, sucking and biting like a cat trying to get attention. He placed a hand on me and gripped me harder, as if to say, "Don't stop doing that." But still he didn't break his kiss with Kate. So I sat up, moved faster, fucking him harder, knocking breath out of him as I sat down good and solid on his twitching dick. I didn't care about the noise anymore, I just wanted him to come, to give me the feeling I'd wanted from the start, that sensation of his cock pumping warm streams of spunk into the end of the condom. I wanted to clamp myself tight around him, even as Kate clamped her mouth over his. It felt odd and childish and cold. I loved Kate, and I was really turned on by her enthusiastically joining in. But something about her kiss made me feel weirdly alone. Like I was using a part of Andy while his attention was elsewhere, and that his fun with me was somehow less because she was giving him more. Even while his head was turned to kiss Kate, I came. A quick, shuddering orgasm. Perfectly directed and precisely achieved. Perhaps because of the kiss, not despite it. I hadn't had his expressions to read or his movements to interpret. I just perched on top of his thick cock and ground against it until I came, holding rhythm for just long enough afterwards that my legs quivered and I had to use my hands for balance. And maybe his wandering attention, the product not of indifference but of being greedily delighted with everything on offer, perhaps that was part of the reason I enjoyed it so much. The challenge. The thrill of fucking a guy who's accepting your attention so casually. Not like this threesome is a treat or a privilege, but something he simply deserves. The whole situation had an echo of the kind of bored indifference with which guys sometimes fuck me in my fantasies. As Kate ran a pale hand up his chest and I squeezed tight around him, he came hard and eagerly inside me. So, jealous or not, I wouldn't have swapped if he'd asked me to. And I don't think Kate would either. If you enjoyed that, you can find more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn or come to Patreon and help support me in making more filth. It's patreon.com/girlonthenet. And when I originally wrote this blog post, I did include a little message at the end, so I will read that little message to you now. Some of the stories I tell on this blog are old, memories from a few years ago or things that happened at university. This threesome story is even older, and I'd almost forgotten about it until now. Vague memories of two people kissing during a threesome sparked this memory when I wrote a different blog post. If you've read my first book, My Not-So-Shameful Sex Secrets, you'll hopefully recognise Kate and Andy, and you'll also hopefully understand that those are not their real names. If you are Kate, then I have a feeling you might read this blog, so if you do, thank you for always being awesome and I hope you'll forgive me for having such childish thoughts, and let me buy you a drink next time I'm in town.